the big news with the Astros is Yordan Alvarez and his knee. He wasn't in the lineup. They announced yesterday that they did x-rays, and there was a little bit of swelling there, and that he would miss the series against the Mariners, but they did not rule out him not coming back at all before the regular season ends. But this is Joe Espada today, hot off the press, talking about the latest on Yordan Alvarez's knee.
Yeah, that's kind of the same, same feel I have from him. It's kind of day to day. The inflammation needs to go down. He said that he's feeling better than he did yesterday. So hopefully we get improvement every, day by day. So we'll see. Time will tell. It would be great to have Yordan off the bench. It'd be great to have Yordan in some capacity, but we want him to be able to do that. So we just need to, give him some time and see how he feels the next couple of days.
He said he was feeling a lot better today. Is that encouraging that he is getting better?
Yeah, because that's what, it's going to require for us to get him back on the field. Inflammation, mobility, more also for state of mind, right, that he feels like he can push off, he can do things on a baseball field that he's, that he normally does. So we just got to wait and see.
All right, that was the latest from Joe Espada from the text line Champ Slice. So a season is over for real, Texans for life. So he's not coming back, LOL.
Well, this is not good.
That's not what Joe said. Yordan Alvarez, according to Chandler Rome, said he's able to put more weight on his leg today, but still isn't able to turn his knee at all. I'd imagine my man's on some sort of assistance, crutches, cane, something.
Don't say that, Ron.
I'm just saying he said he's unable to turn his knee at all. I would think that.
Hold on, Joe.
I mean, can we not all just agree that this sprain and this, there's just.
I'll continue. He said he hopes to get some at-bats this weekend at Cleveland, but that's contingent on the swelling in his knee. No, we're not going to all agree with you, Clint, that this is not some sort of a diva
thing. I mean, you don't think there's a level of softness here?
No, I don't. I don't. I think he... We don't...
We slid into second base for crying
out loud. Yes, but they did. They did. Imaging. He has a sprained knee. It's swollen.
Yeah, and I mean, I played 42 basketball games in high school on a sprained ankle. So what?
I'm sure.
If we had to play a playoff game tomorrow, he'd play.
I don't think he would.
I think he can't
turn his knee.
I mean, easy there, dirty. I don't think the Robert E. Lee Ganders were playing at the level Yordan is, man.
He can't turn his knee, he said.
I don't know. You see me going to basketball court, man. I'm a hustler, bro. I go hard now.
Try hard.
I mean, go hard or go home, man. It's my only option. Wasn't talented enough.
That kid's got a lot of hustle.
Yeah, ain't no doubt. Toughest kid on the court, man.
We'll see. Sneaky fast.
We'll see what happens here, man. They didn't rule it out, but I guess they said he woke up feeling better. I'm just saying, if he said he could put more weight on his leg today, that means he wasn't able to put any on it before, so... I don't know. That is the latest with Yordan Alvarez.
It's not ideal.
They hope to see him back. By the way, also, Chaz McCormick took 30 swings today. I'll be honest.
You'll come at me about white boy Chaz.
I almost forgot all about Chaz and his ability to potentially come back for the postseason. But he took 30 swings, 15 off the tee, and 15 soft toss, and was pain-free. So
I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what the hell happened to him. What was it?
He has a finger. Yeah.
I believe it was a small fracture in his finger. Yep.
Yeah. So, he'll be fine.
Yeah, he's being a diva too. Damn finger breaks.
No, I mean, look, if you got a little break, gripping a bat.
Tucker was too.
Gripping a bat, and that kind of that's a little difficult with a broken finger. I get it.
Don't do that. Don't stop texting in that Yordan has a torn MCL or an ACL.
What is going on?
Or a split kneecap. Joe's a liar. Stop texting that in, guys. Don't even know. Throw that out there. Hey, and listen, this is my bad, Tyler, because we haven't been able to pass along that Justin Verlander audio, because he said something interesting over the weekend. And when you think about the pride of a first ballot Hall of Famer and a first ballot competitor, a guy that and my belief is the best pitcher of this generation, better than Kershaw. When you hear Verlander after his last start where he gave up another million runs in four innings, when you hear him say what he said, like, I think it's pretty clear. I don't even know if he's going to be in a piggyback role. I don't even know when you hear him speaking the way he did. Here's Justin Verlander. After his start over the weekend, his place potentially in the playoffs.
It's not my decision, but you know, I was away for 2 months, and all these guys were pitching fantastic. You know, seeing a bunch of guys really come into their own. Look, like I said, I see the calendar. I know what time of year it is. That's why I had to come back and try to find myself. There's only one way to be successful in this game and as a pitcher, and that's to pitch against the best talent in the world. You know, sitting there trying to give myself time wasn't possible. You know, I needed to figure out where I was at. It's been hard. It's been a tough lesson. You know, but I don't regret it. You know, I want to show up for these guys. I want to be there. So, yeah, again, not my decision.
Yeah, when you hear that and you hear him saying that, Clint, I thought you put it perfectly the other day or yesterday. I'm not sure which day it was. Had to have been yesterday if it's Tuesday. He let Joe and Dana off the hook. Right now Joe and Dana can make the decision, which is the obvious decision. And maybe he stays on in the bullpen as a piggyback, but they've clearly made he's taking it off their hands. Because Clint, it could go another way. It could be, no, listen, I want to compete. I still believe in myself. I still believe I can go, and I know what I'm capable of. I want to give the – it's their decision, but I want to – he could have gone that way and put pressure on it, but this way he took him up.
To me, that conversation has to be had around, do you want a spot on the roster, on the playoff roster, right? That's not, do you want one of the three starts in a wild card series, or do you want to be in the four-man rotation as we start the playoffs? No, that has to be, I want to help this team. I want to compete. I want to give you my best. Okay, well, we're going to have to, we got six guys. Somebody's going to slide, two guys are going to slide down into the bullpen and be an emergency type pitcher. And we've seen the Astros in situations where they've gotten to a situation and didn't have another guy.